Recently, there's been some pushback from some landowners on the development of wind farms. Notably, a wind farm project to be located in southern Burleigh County was shelved because of local opposition. And that's led some to conclude there is wind fatigue. Elite Clean Energy of Duluth is a major player in the development of wind farms. And we put that question to the company's president, Al Rudick.
I think there is infrastructure fatigue broadly. We've seen the same in the oil patch in terms of pipelines and development, trucks and traffic. Certainly, we need to manage that with the local communities. So we need to go at the pace the communities want to go. We don't want to get ahead of the communities, or certainly not ahead of the policymakers in the state. But that being said, I think it's good for North Dakota to continue to develop its energy resources to serve the state and serve the nation's energy needs.
Rudick says Elite has had great relations with landowners when wind turbines are placed on their property. And he says there are other wind projects being talked about for North Dakota. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.